Hello, hello, hello. This is VR Castle. In the land of make-believe, and all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. We are very glad to again be in the tower room of the VR Castle, which is in our very topmost tower, because through its great windows we see so many beautiful things in the land of make-believe and in the land of everyday. Pretty soon, clickety-clack, happy little funny little wooden man only 1 foot high will be here with us and his little playmates. And while we're waiting for them, we might sing the song about the circus parade. Clown in a baby buggy cries, "Be cheers for the circus parade." Hoot, toot, toot, hoot, toot, toot. Arabs and cowboys galore. Hoot, toot, toot, hoot, toot, toot. Here comes a great coach and four. Prancing horses and a zebra too. Here comes the band and the red, white, and blue. I wish they'd march again, don't you? Three cheers for the circus parade. That's the song about the circus parade. It's quite interesting to see a circus parade in Toyland. All of the little toys gather together, and especially those little clowns who are so very funny. The little clowns Boppo tells us about. And, you know, Boppo is a member of the clown circus. And that is why he's so very, very funny. We might sing the song about the Toyland Jubilee. Because when they have a circus in Toyland, that is part of the Jubilee. Billy Dolly was so jolly at the Toyland Jubilee. He was singing in a swing beneath a pretty candy tree. Froggy band was playing, all the dolls were swaying. Happy I could be. Shaggy doggy scared a froggy with the cutest mandolin. Dimple Dotty said, "You naughty, wicked little Rin Tin Tin." He hid in the flowers, stayed asleep for hours while they danced with glee. Wooden soldier said, "I'm bolder than a great big polar bear." But a cricket in a thicket chirped and gave him such a scare. Chinese lanterns twinkled, magic green bells tinkled, lovely sight to see. In the morning, without warning, all the little sunbeams came. Breezes rustled as they hustled homeward to be found the same. Come sometime with me, if you'd like to see the Toyland Jubilee. Here he comes, clickety-clackety-clickety-clack, little wooden man, 1 foot high. Hello, clickety-clack. Well, just see him today, smiling so fine. Just as happy as can be. What have you been doing today, Clickety Clark and Bugler Murphy? You've been working in the flower garden. Oh, we think that's wonderful. Five. You know, Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy have the finest flower bed you've ever seen. All kinds of different beautiful flowers. And one thing about the land of make-believe, almost every kind of flower may grow all the year round. And President Pip is very proud of Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy for being such very good little gardeners. I wonder if President Pip is coming upstairs. You'll be here pretty soon, I think. Clickety Clack, can you see President Pip anywhere? All right, call President Pip then. Here he comes. President Aloysius Wimbledon Washington Lincoln McPip. President of the land of make-believe. Leader of the land of upside down, representative of happy land, and ambassador to the land of dreams. Thank you, Bugler Murphy. You better blow the salute, I think. Blow the salute for the president. Hello, President Pip.
Well, howdy-do. Goodness me. Here I am again, and my beard nicely curled, and I've just made another proclamation.
Oh, let's see the proclamation, President Pip. Always interested in your proclamations. Oh, yes. Be it hereby known that a campaign will be started to capture the Slippery Elf. Every member of the Aircastle family and all of the soldiers belonging to Clickety Clack's Wooden Soldier Army, all of the friends of the Aircastle family, are asked to help to catch the Slippery Elf so that we may teach him a lesson. Signed, yours truly, Aloysius Wimbledon, Washington, Lincoln, McPip.
That's me, the way I feel about it, too. And goodness me, we're certainly going to catch him this time. Clickety Clack. Are all the little wooden soldiers in good training? Have you been having drills regularly? Bugler Murphy, how's the band?
Fine, Bugler Murphy says. Well, I've waited a long time for this, President Pip. I always wondered if you wouldn't someday decide to have a regular campaign and really surround the Slippery Elf and all of his little elves and take him prisoner so that we might teach him more about the air castle.
And a little bit more about himself and how to behave in public or vice versa.
Yes. Well, then perhaps we'd better get down in the courtyard and tell all of the soldiers and all of the air castle people.
Well, I think that'll be a pretty good idea, all right.
Hello, little gingerbread man. Just in time.
Well, here he is, dancing around. I don't know whether he'll be much help or not, but he can go with us.
Oh, he just dances around in circles all of the time. However, it might be that he could dance in a circle around the Slippery Elf and take his attention away from the other things while we are getting closer and closer to him.
Well, that might be an idea. That little old Slippery Elf certainly gets on my nerves. Goodness me. With his little pointed cap and his little pointed ears and his little pointed toes and his little pointed nose. Oh, always wearing a little brown leather jacket and little green velvet breeches. Goodness me. I certainly would like to spank him or something.
Oh, my, President Pip, that's rather violent, isn't it?
Well, of course. Who ever thought a spanking wasn't violent? Some people even spank with a shingle. Goodness me, think of that. I don't even do that. I wouldn't use that. I just use my hand. Plain old spanking is what I stand for.
Bugler Murphy's calling all the little wooden soldiers.
Here they come. Hooray, let's hurry downstairs.
Come on, Clickety Clack. They're all gathering in the courtyard.
Oh, careful, Clickety Clack fell halfway downstairs. Goodness me. Oh, just a minute, we'll be there.
We'll open the gate. Here we are.
All right, open the gate. There they come. Oh, just see them. Hundreds and hundreds of them with a drum corps in front of them. Company! Halt! There, that's the way I like to see them obey orders. My dear little friends, rest. That's what I have to say to make him feel at ease. I'm going to talk to him a little bit.
I see, President Pip. They're eagerly looking at you, wondering what you're going to tell them.
My dear little wooden soldiers, all standing there. A minute ago, you were standing at attention, and I think you're the finest looking little wooden soldiers ever was. Of course, when wooden soldiers get out of line, they certainly are out of line. Looks like a cyclone hit the place or something, goodness me. But one little call from the bugle, and they straighten up straighter than any soldiers. West Point, East Point, North Point, or South Point. We're all around the town, goodness me.
Yes.
We're going out to capture the Slippery Elf. My dear little wooden soldiers, and you're supposed to play a very brave part in this because you are the advance guard. Because who can tell, when we go through the Green Hills, we might run in to the old clinkety-clink, little old tin soldier and all these little tin soldiers. Well, never mind. It's only a possibility. Not even a probability. So don't get too excited, Bugle Murphy. Sorry, man, I'm learning some pretty good long words to use on them now, and it makes a very big impression, goodness me.
Yes, probability and possibility are pretty good words, I think.
Well, they're not very good, but they sound fine. And as I was saying, we are going to do our uttermost to distinguish ourselves as brave heroes, and so forth and so on. If I could think of more words, I'd say more.
That's very good speech, President Pip.
Well, they seem very much impressed. Now, Bugler Murphy, clickety-clack, if you'll take charge of the little wooden soldiers. Company, attention!
Clickety-clack is marching over in front of the line, getting ready to take charge of the little wooden soldiers, and soon we shall be marching through the castle gate, over the drawbridge, and out through the green hills.
And then on to the purple hills where we expect to find the Slippery Elf. We'll have to climb the Slippery Mountain, I suppose. All right, Bugler Murphy, are we ready? Strike up the band. There we go. Forward! March! That's the way.
Very good, President Pip. Oh, just see them go. My, they're doing splendidly. I should say we will, President Pip. Oh, just see who's coming along now. Happy Duck. Happy Duck with the little red hat, the little red ribbon, and the little red boot.
Yes, come on, Happy Duck. We'll soon be out through the green hills. And the next time the children listen, they will hear more about it.
Bye, children. Be good and you'll be happy.